Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and we would like to include your responses. I assure you that we are not selling anything, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. First of all, to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
30 and 49.
Thank you. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Other.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
And it is still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, just somewhat, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely if Donald Trump is running.
And now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Oh.
You can say anything at all. The most important problem or issue?
Most important, I would say, finance.
The finance, okay. Like inflation and economy?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election?
I've always voted.
But when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote? On election day? A few days before? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election?
I'd say months.
Months, okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? The most important reason.
Feel that every American citizen's obligation.
Okay. Okay. Just let me document your answer.
Pardon?
Just let me document your answer. But now here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote on this issue. It's the issue one. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one own reproductive decision, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And why did you vote no on issue one? In a few words.
Because I feel it's another obligation. It's your speaking from the male's perspective, but I feel that you're going to get pregnant. You don't have any right to terminate within your time.
Thank you for your opinion. And you said you vote no on issue one in November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election?
Months.
Okay.
Months.
And I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. And please tell me whether you experience these things in election cycle, okay? In English
okay.
language TV ads, yes or no?
Repeat that, please.
English language TV ads.
Yes. English language.
Spanish language TV ads? Yes or no?
No.
English language radio ads? Yes or no?
Yes.
A Spanish language radio ad?
Yes. No.
English language
no.
online digital ads and videos like YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Special language online digital ads and videos?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
No.
Someone coming to your door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
No.
Family members or friends talking about the election? Yes or no?
Yes.
And the last one, church, social club, or community groups?
Yes.
Okay. And now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? I have a short list, okay? I have friends and family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith or religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife or partner, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, or celebrities or social media influencers?
Religious leaders.
Okay. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impact how or if you vote in this election? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what was the particular thing that specifically impact how or if you vote in this election?
Gun rights.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 70% now. Thank you so much for your help. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
And why? In a few words.
Because I knew God's stance on and what he had said.
Okay. And just let me document your answer again. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
No.
And why? In a few words again, please.
Because once again, I feel the obligation.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. And after I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? And we're almost done now. We're 80%. The first one, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes or on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat convincing, not very convincing or normal?
I'm very sensitive.
And the next one, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very or not at all?
Very convincing.
Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never specifically when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Oh, I did not understand.
I'm sorry, I can repeat the statement. Okay, it's not a problem. I will repeat this statement. It says, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never specifically when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very or not at all?
Very.
Okay, the last two. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortion, but if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat not very, or not at all?
Very.
And the last one. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Not very.
Not very convincing, okay. And which partly mostly shared your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Republican.
And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the November 2024 elections? The most important problem or issue?
The immigration.
Okay. And now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election: economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Abortion.
Okay. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
And now, I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote?
I would vote Republican.
And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, or Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or a third party candidate, from whom will you vote?
Donald Trump.
And why? In a few words.
Because he owns up most of the views I hold fast to.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And just a couple more questions, okay? And we are finished with the interview. Just for statistical purposes only, can you please tell me in what country were you born?
United States.
And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I'd say most Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say very liberal.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. It's less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000. Between $50,000 to $75,000, between $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
$50,000 to $75,000.
I'm sorry, what?
$50,000 to $75,000.
Oh, okay, no problem. And what is your gender? Can you please tell me what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.